accountability as a wrestler.
You bashing the defense. I need you to at least mention his name in the team meeting room.
But there wasn't enough years difference for the accountability thing to be like that. Well, he was young. It's like, well, he was a year younger than us. Like, he ain't that young. When you got 52 guys being held to a certain standard, you got one guy not being held to a standard, then it's going to cause some friction. After a while, it had to get to the point where he chose Russ or the defense. And after the Super Bowl loss, he kind of made it pretty clear who he was choosing.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Friday. First presented by BetMGM. 20 minutes from now, lightning bets, our favorite plays of the week, our favorite five plays of the week, and then maybe more on top of that. Sides, totals, props coming up 20 minutes from now. The voices there, KJ Wright, Richard Sherman on Richard Sherman's podcast. I love when this happens. Everything stays internal. Like, you kind of hear things, and then a quarterback leaves town, and it's like the darts come out. Russell's getting rocked. All the stories this week about Wentz and what happened, the fall apart with the Eagles. So it's a fun week with that kind of stuff. But that doesn't really affect how we bet. We got to bet on these games the way we feel. By the way,
that Amazon broadcast, the pre and the post, is actually worth watching. I think most of it's trash, but Costos was tweeting about the pregame, so I turned it on usually right as the game because I skip a lot of that. But I stuck with it for the post game. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I think it's really well put together.
Yeah, but I will say I was a little alarmed because when I did see Nick's tweet about it, when he mentioned Richard Sherman, I read it as Richard Simmons. And then I started imagining Richard Simmons would sweat to the oldies on part of that desk with Ryan Fitzpatrick and all that. So that was a bad thought. That would have been terrible.
Did you ever hear about the podcast finding Richard Simmons because he like disappeared? You ever know about this story?
I heard people say that he's been gone for a while. Nobody could find him, but I did not hear about this podcast.
Oh, I loved it. It's great. I listened a few years ago, finding Richard Simmons. Yeah, it was an incredible podcast series. He's like people thought his I don't know if you call it like a housekeeper or like someone who lives with him, like that works there, that she like kidnapped him and wouldn't let him out. It's a crazy story. Richard Simmons used to be everywhere. He was, when we were kids, Richard Simmons was everywhere.
Every late night talk show, every week he was on.
Letterman and all the time.
He would take it. He would take the, everybody would rip on him. Howard Stern. And then he'd get upset and play. Anyways, what are we doing? What are we doing?
It's kind of a sad story, but we'll do this another time. I have a lot of thoughts. I also have thoughts on the contest and Survivor. All right, let's start with Survivor. I think we're close. So let's do this, and then you and Paul could tell everyone where you're at on the contest picks before I talk anymore about Richard Simmons and podcasts. The biggest spread of the week is the Chargers. It could go up. We just had Patrick Everson. I just mentioned that. This could be closer to, you know, maybe 10 by kickoff. That's interesting. Are you moved by that? Do we still like the Bengals? What do we think? We have to make a show Survivor pick. We're 2-for-2. My favorite play, we could rank our plays, and then maybe we could do it this way. I would still put the Bengals over the Jets at 1.
Same. It's now the third highest point spread behind the Chargers and the Eagles, but I haven't budged off of this. I'm holding strong. Bengals are my favorite play. It's kind of a value play because I don't think it's going to be the most popular in any contest, but the Bengals, we circled Cincinnati week 3 before the season started, that this is one we have to save, and I'm not moving off of it. I was hoping the line would be shorter and more people would be off it, but I think it'll be popular in the end, but there's too much lining up here to take Cincinnati.
Aaron, you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think this is a Bengals spot, a bounce back spot for them. So I like it. I also kind of like the over in this one too, but I think this is going to be a good spot for the Bengals. They're due to bounce back. I love it. I feel good about it.
4-for-4, Paul, you in?
Cincy, in. Totally in. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
We got it. Bengals as our Survivor pick for week 3. Now, where are you guys at as you try to finalize your 5 picks for the contest?
All right. So I was thinking yesterday, like, boy, I don't know if there are as many spots as I thought. Like, typically on Thursdays, I've got a long list. And now it just maybe it just took an extra day, but I've got a long list now. There are three games that really jumped out to me, Paul, that I feel like we've talked about throughout the week. We've been on the same side, and we've been strong on those sides. One of them was the game we just mentioned, Cincinnati. Number we're getting in the Super Contest is 5. So we're not getting the current number of 6. We got 5, which I like. Cincinnati at the New York Jets. Niners, we got them as a favorite because they flipped so early in the week. It's Niners -1.5 at Denver on Sunday night, and a short road dog, Atlanta +1.5 at Seattle. Do you agree that Cincinnati, San Francisco, Atlanta, feel like those have been a few games that we've agreed on all week that we've been pretty strong on, and it's going to be hard to budge?
Check, check, check. Locked in on all three of them. Okay. I've bet them all personally this week. Some at different numbers, not necessarily where they are now. But San Francisco, I would still bet them at this number. The Falcons, that really actually hasn't moved much. And the Bengals, I mean, I'm not going to say bet it at 6, but like where we're getting it at 5. So, yes, those three are in. Just a couple notes on each. I mean, we've talked about Nathaniel Hackett and Russ extensively. They're also Broncos bottom 10 in pressure rate allowed. Kittle looks like he could be back for the Niners. That could be good. And Broncos have not been good against tight ends if he is back. Case against would be Broncos are 0-6 in the red zone, so it could be due for regression. I mean, if you want to say that, who have the 49ers played? The Bears and the Seahawks, not good. Javonte Williams could have a good game. But I am totally good with the Niners. As for the Falcons, they've shown signs of life, and the way they did it against the Saints was with the run game. Cordarrelle Patterson, 22-120 and a touchdown. Mariota, good on the ground, too. The game script last week just did not line up for that. They fell behind early. Made a little bit of a run late, but Seahawks also second most missed tackles in the league. So I think this is a team that has signs of life. Yeah, team that shows signs of life versus a team. I think before the season, we would have thought, all right, both these teams are going to be terrible. I think the Falcons could be, I'm not going to say good, but maybe not terrible. And I think the Seahawks are going to be terrible. And then the Bengals. Perfect bounce. Like, honestly, I was already going to be on the Bengals this week, but the fact that the Jets won last week, whether it's for Survivor or this number, I just love it that much more. And again, since he's faced Michael Parsons and TJ Watt, that's kind of tough. The Jets have a bottom 5 coverage grade. Maybe it's a Jamar Chase game, and they are another team that is not so good with the tackling. So, yes, in on all three of those. Don't see us moving any of those three out.
I think under consideration,
could route the Jets. I think this game could get.
I do too.
I'm hoping for our Survivor pick that we could be clear by the third quarter. Like, whew, we got this. It's 31-10. Let's go home and get through to week 3. So I like all those, and I think you guys have a big quarterback advantage in Seattle and Atlanta. Not that Mariota's great, you know, he is what he is, but I think he's much better than Geno Smith. He can run. He doesn't turn the ball over. I like the three picks you guys thrown out already. I think they're good.
Does Jimmy G have a quarterback advantage over Russ at this point?
Is it even at this point? Because if it's even, Denver made a bad trade. Like, it shouldn't be even.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could be even. All right. For the final two spots, I wrote down teams under consideration. 5 teams. How many do you have under consideration?
I have 2 post-its, if that, like...
like a bunch.
So that's filled up.
So that's like, yeah, that's 7 so like more. Every some game? Are higher than others.
I can see Paul being a big, big post-its guy. He's got them all over.
Yeah,
the
me too.
Really? I'm looking around. So something I'm going to rule out. Like, want no part of the Bucs game. Like, Rodgers Brady, to me, whether it's 2.5, 3, 1, forget the injuries. Rodgers Brady, you're flipping a coin. So I'm good there.
Nope.
That Panthers game we talked about early. If it's 3, it's a conversation, but I hate that game. I hate that team. Never, ever again until probably next week. Panthers are out. Lions, public dog, 6. Don't love it as much. Cool. Out. The Bears.
Here we go.
Are on the list. Bears.
They're on my list too.
Before we get to the Bears, the Commanders are on my hate might have to do it list. But during consideration. Jags at 7, that's just weird. If we get some clarity, like that could be a blowout spot or they could be live. No thanks. The other one, Ravens inside of 3 is very interesting. At 3, I'm good, but inside of 3, I just think that's a good team. They could be getting J.K. Dobbins back, and I don't think the Patriots are good. I think they're like an can win ugly team, and I think the Ravens could actually like maybe do what they did against the Jets. It's a slog for maybe the first half, and then they pull away in the second half. So those are some of the ones that are under consideration. Any others that you have would like to
submit to the committee? There's two more that have not been thrown out.
Oh, I totally Sean skipped McVay. The one. So go ahead. Yeah, totally McVay? Skipped that.
Yeah. Rams minus 3.5. I bet it
earlier in
the
week at minus 4.5. Yeah, I bet it earlier in the week at minus 4.5. So I'm like, man, yeah, that was an immediate bet for me. So now I'm like, I was like, ugh, terrible bet. But
you thought it was going to 6. You thought it was going to 6, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If it lands at 3.5, I'm okay with my 4.5, to be honest. Like, if we're betting 3.5, I'm good with having 4.5. So, yes, go ahead with the Rams, but I am totally in. And with that, I mean, it's worst defense grade from Pro Football Focus. Their secondary is still a mess. Cooper Kupp's going to have a day. Kyler Murray threw 2 to 3 picks on that last drive inside the 10, and the Raiders dropped them. Like, that game was over. Never should have gone to overtime. They dropped 2 to 3 different picks at the end. The Raiders should have covered too. So if we're not, 20-0. So yeah, I am, and we talked about, I think Joe G, you guys all kind of pointed out the McVay 8-1-1 against Kingsbury. I already bet it. Like I said, I am perfectly happy with putting the Rams in.
Probably not going to do it. I just want to throw it out there so we don't completely forget about it. These Bills. Safety Hyde's out. Corner Dane Jackson's out. Defensive lineman Jordan Phillips is out. They might be missing more starters in this secondary. They're going to be starting a couple of rookies. It's 6, the number we have. Are they under consideration? And I said I want to get out of the fading the Bills business. I'm going to back them or I'm not betting it. But I just want to remind people of the situation in this game.
I see the case. Can we not do better? I guess. Like, are we dumber for backing the Bears instead of Josh Allen? You could make the argument, yes, that we are. But are we dumber for backing Carson Wentz than Josh Allen and the Bills? Oh, you're talking about the Dolphins. I do love what Andrew Hawkins was saying about Mike McDaniel, how he is this like offensive mad scientist. Like, but again, if you take away the fourth quarter last week, you know, are we dumber for going for backing Carson Wentz or going against Josh Allen? Are we dumber for backing the Bears or going against Josh Allen?
That's a good.
What are we
going to
feel dumber about? Yeah, what are we going
to
feel?
Or backing Tua after the game of his life.
Yes, the quarter of his life.
All right. I don't want to do it. I just think it should be under consideration for people. I might do it in another contest.
Okay.
Of the ones we've talked about, my favorite is the Rams.
I think the Rams are in for number 4.
Of the wins that he's had over Kingsbury, they've won also by an average of 14.2 points a game. The Rams have dominated this matchup. Domination.
And if we're looking at the Cardinals this season, they've had one good quarter out of 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
and that's against a Raiders team that might be a mess anyway. Yeah, I mean, and if really, if Kyler Murray doesn't run around for 20 seconds, they're 0-2.
I know. I like that play. I don't see you backing off. So we got 4. Question is, what are we doing with the 5th? Is it going to be Washington? Right. Is it going to be Chicago? Baltimore? Let me point it out that this is abnormal, folks. Favorite city over here. The hell is happening?
You guys need a dog to balance things out. You need a dog.
I don't want to do that. No. He's Joe G's talking us into Wentz. Is that what's happening?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Like, which dog? Which dog?
Well, I mean, I like the other side of some of these. Like, I can't talk into the Texans. I can't do that. You guys are on
not
the
at 2.5.
Side.
All right. Why do you like the Bears? Tell me why you like the
Better
Bears.
Better coach. And the word we've used describing the quarterbacks, more dynamic quarterback. And I just think this is a changing of the guard of like, hey, like if I'm Eberflus, I'm like, I am so done with this Bears run for, I mean, they're going to do it that way, but Lovey's the old generation. Eberflus is the future. Send a message.
Ooh, I hope so.
Bears playoff talk on the Score in Chicago Monday morning. It's coming.
No,
it's coming.
I don't want to root for that.
All right, Lightning Bets next right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.